Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're doing a preparedness class today, and if you'd like to call in, we'll take your call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. It's just me today. And so in the line of preparing your vehicle for winter, what we did here at the farm was we checked all the engines that are liquid-cooled. That means trucks, cars, tractors, bulldozer, backhoe, those kinds of things. And we have a hydrometer. Actually, we have a few hydrometers. And you can buy them for around $5. Typically, they were about $6 or less. Sometimes they're on sale. I think they're on sale at the Chinese factory outlet right now for about $2 and change, maybe $2.99, about $3 plus tax. And what you do is you remove your radiator reservoir bottle cap, or if you have an older vehicle, your radiator pressure cap. And of course, you don't want to do it when the engine's hot because it's under about 15 pounds of pressure and you can burn yourself. So what we always do is we take a shop rag. Those are those red rags, but you can have, you know, an old T-shirt, an old shirt, and you, whenever you check the coolant when the engine's hot, you really shouldn't. But if it's an emergency and you have to wrap it in many layers of cloth, and then you slowly release the pressure, very slowly. That's only in an emergency. You shouldn't do it if the engine's hot. But so what you do is you remove the cap, and don't believe anything I say, please. Do your own research. You open up that cap, and there is a tube attached to the hydrometer. And some of them have a floating glass hydrometer bulb. Some of them have a pivoting needle, a pointer, that will point to a scale that will tell you exactly the protection of coolant that you have or the boil-over protection. And we test, and we like minus 35. That's what we like. And I'll tell you what, we've got a call here. Hi, you're on the air with me, Vin Fennelli.
Morning, Vince. This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. I see on the call screen a call came in, and our engineer hadn't gotten to you yet, and I thought, I'm just going to take the call. So I didn't know who you were. You know, normally it says Kyle from MT, Montana, and that's how I would have welcomed you, but I didn't know who you were because he didn't get to you at this point. But I thought I didn't want to keep you on hold.
Yeah, so, that's all right. All the stuff that you think of, Vince, is just incredible. I am so blessed to have known you and call you a friend. One of the things that, and I've done this now for, let's see, close to 28 years, when I stumbled on the, and I've mentioned this before, but just in case there's new listeners, Seafoam, S-E-A foam. And if you run non-ethanol premium and mix approximately 1 to 1.5 ounces per gallon of sea foam in your small engines, they will start in the spring like downtown Phoenix, assuming that you do exactly what Vince said and check your oil before when you put them away and check your oil when you go out to use them in the spring, because in case the needle and seat or the float has failed, you do not want to start that engine with any kind of gasoline, I don't care how good it is, in the crankcase. So I totally agree, but I have my chainsaws, I've got an old 031 steel that I have had for at least 30 years. And, I mix up about a gallon of it at a time, and I usually will put about an ounce and a half or thereabouts, pretty close to about an ounce and a half of seafoam in the gas, and mix it up real well, put it in there first, then add gas on top of it, and I'll load up my saws. I'll actually fill them up in the fall and run them for a while with that seafoam on it in there, and let it get through the carburetor. And I have never yet in 28 years of this had them fail to not start right in the spring and run fine. But I will say this, one of the things I do is I always, and this is, I give it the smell test, and I'm sure you've done this as well. You open the gas tank in the spring and you smell that gas. And if it smells like fresh gas, you're good. But if it smells old, then somehow or another, you've either got some alcohol type ethanol fuel in your tank and got it messed up, which I never do. But I did get a chainsaw one time. I bought it at a garage sale, and it was a Poulan Pro. But I couldn't pass it up. The chain looked like brand new, and the thing didn't look like it had been used, and the guy wanted $5 for it. So I bought it, and it wouldn't start. So I figured, well, the seafoam is a really good cleaner. So I took and poured all their gas out. It smelled real bad anyway, so I was afraid I was going to have to replace the carburetor. That was a possibility. So the screws, what I did is I put some regular seafoam type gas, gas that was already treated with seafoam at the rate of about 2 ounces per gallon, because I had it a little thicker, you know, just for this purpose. And anyway, I poured it in there and I pulled the on choke. I pulled it 3, 4, 5 times, still didn't start. So I took all of the adjustment screws, which is the high and low jets that was available on those carburetors. I screwed them out and screwed them right back to where they were. I counted the turns and went right back exactly, and pulled it a few more times and just let it sit. And I came back to it the next day, and it took 3 pulls, and that chainsaw has been running like a dream ever since. And I bet I've cut 20 cord of wood with that little $5 chainsaw.
But and I've got a, anyway, I've got a comp- just, yeah, I've got a question for you. You know, I was talking with Steve Elkins. He called me this morning before the broadcast. He had a question about the oil to gasoline or gasoline to oil ratio of a two-cycle engine. And I mentioned to him that it's my opinion that the two-cycle engine manufacturers had a real tough time meeting EPA requirements. So what they did was they backed off the percentage of oil mixed with gasoline from 16 to 1, 32 to 1, 40 to 1, 50 to 1, less and less and less oil, better oils, but less oil. And I explained to him that the only cooling and lubrication mechanism for these two-cycle engines, since they don't have a crankcase for splashing oil around, is the vapor of the gasoline mixed with, 50 parts gasoline to 1 part oil. Really small amount of oil. And that lubricates the needle bearings, cools off the internals of the engine. I mean, it's really, really tough on all the moving parts to have so little oil. So I said that I believe that it's because of the pollution requirements that they backed off the oil. They said, I'm not doing that. So I mix 32 to 1, meaning 32 parts gasoline to 1 part oil. And I've been doing that in the two-cycle engines that require or suggest 50 to 1 and 40 to 1. I still mix it with more oil, 32 to 1, and I've never had a problem, and the engines have never failed. And this is in decades. Have you done the same thing?
Exactly. It's so funny you mention that. I don't go 32 to 1. I do, even though all of my chainsaws call for 50 to 1, I go 40 to 1. And I use a good synthetic, even though the synthetic oil calls for 100 to 1 use, the steel synthetic, I never go that thin. I always go 32 to 1. I do 40 to 1. Yeah.
Yeah, I do 32 to 1. But here's something that class might consider. If you go to buy those engine oil, two-cycle engine oil bottles, you can buy them in a six-pack, and they're just like regular, I mean, ready to go. All you do is take a gallon, pour in this little bottle. It's pre-thought for you. Everything's done for you. But it's about $2 or more for 2 ounces. I don't do that. I buy the gallon, and I was going to look up the price for a gallon at the Chinese factory outlet of two-cycle engine oil, and I'll bet you it's like $10. So for $10, you can get 128 ounces, or you can get 2 ounces for $2 if you buy the little bottles.
Yep. Yep. I do so very similar things. The only time that I change that out, because I have what I do, you probably do similar things, I will take from my big gallon and pour into one of the small ones, because you can pick up two-stroke motor oil at garage sales for usually a quarter a bottle. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the most. Sometimes I've had them just give them to me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll use those little bottles. I'll pour it from the big one to the little one so I can get a real good exact number. I know I'm not, if you go too heavy on the oil, you will find that, people will find, and I'm sure you check this and clean them every once in a while anyway, you'll foul your spark plugs a little sooner. So pay attention to how your saw is running. You know, Vince, there's a sound to an engine that has got enough oil and enough gas, the right kind of gas, that is, and a good clean spark plug and a good clean air cleaner. There's a hum to it when you get it up there to where you're running and working it. And your throttle responses are just instantaneous, and the wood chips are flying like a motorized beaver, you know. You just, there's a sound to that, and you learn to hear it. That's part of that learning curve of living and doing things yourself. It's the same thing with cars, everything. I'm sure you know this, you know, probably as good or better than me. But if you've got something where you've got an older truck or something like this, and the throttle response is wrong, just even though it's just slightly a little off, you can hear it and you can feel it. And you just, you know that you got to start hunting for some kind of a something that's causing that problem, because it's going to continue to get worse.
Absolutely agreed. Kyle, we're going into a break. Can you say, I've got a question for you about this new balancing technique for tires, which I think is crazy, which is those beads, throwing in some beads inside the tire case to balance the tire. Would you mind sticking around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
About the therapist. And Kyle's with us. Kyle in Montana, USA Prepares instructor. So, Kyle, I have been reading about this new balancing technology, and there's nothing new about it. This thing is, there have been attempts to perfect this since the 1950s, I believe, because I read about it in the 60s. And so what happens is, typically what happens, when you get a new tire, the wheel is out of balance. The steel wheel is out of balance, or the aluminum magnesium wheel is out of balance from the factory, at least a little bit. And your tire is not exactly balanced either. And then when you put them together, they're still not balanced. Even if you put the red dot on the tire where the valve stem goes, it's still not balanced perfectly. So because of that, I bought a balancer. I bought a used Snap-on brand balancer for $400. And I bought the cone kit for another $120-something and a three-phase converter for, I don't know how much, maybe less than $100. And I got it all together and it works. And I balanced our tires, and I found not one tire wheel assembly balanced by anybody previously was right. Not one. They're all imbalanced. And so when you have a tire balancer, you can set how it gets balanced. For example, you can statically balance it, which would be like a bubble balancer, really. So if the tire is not moving, the tire and wheel are not moving, you can balance it. But that's not really balanced. That's just balanced if it's not moving. When the tire is rotating, it's out of balance. So What we do is we dynamically balance. So there's an inside set of wheel weights and an outside set of wheel weights. And it takes us 15 minutes to balance a tire because we work on it until it's absolutely perfect. Now, our balancer, along with others, allows you to round off the weights. So our display will say, put weight on the inside of the wheel, you know, like 1.5 ounces, put 3/4 of an ounce on the outside. It'll tell you exactly where to put it, and then you put the weights on, the lead weights, you spin it up, and you see if it's balanced. Well, we can set ours to round off within 0.5 ounce, which is crazy. It would always be out of balance if we set it for that. But if we had a customer come in and we said, okay, let's balance it up, we'll put the weights on, let's test it, and it comes out perfect on both sides, inside and outside, because we could have set the balancer to round off 0.5 ounce or 3/4 of an ounce or whatever we want, which really means the tire is out of balance. But I believe that's what tire shops do, and I believe that's why I've never seen a set of tires that have been balanced properly. Okay, so fast forward to we're getting dumber, and we can do this job even faster if when we put new tires on, we look at the chart and it says, okay, it's a 255, 55, 16 tire. It says we throw 3 bags of beads in there, so we throw these 3 pouches of beads inside the tire, seal it up, put air in it, and mount the tire, and we don't have to balance it. Don't need that $10,000 balancing machine, because these beads will roll around on the inside of the tire, and at 55 miles an hour, the tire will be balanced. But when you come to a stop or you slow down, it goes out of balance because the beads all fall to the bottom of the tire, and then when they get spun up to 55 miles an hour, centrifugal force throws these beads out to the spot, which will minimize the effect of the out-of-balance wheel. So the wheels are never balanced. It just appears to be the balance. But at slow speeds, up to 54 miles an hour, they're not balanced at all. Have you had experience with this nonsense?
I have not, but it's so indicative of what they're doing to our society, Vince, as a rule. Like you just said, everything is trying to become cheaper, more worthless. Just think about it, folks. Just using Vince's idea right there. What does the slap of this tire being out of balance till you get to, say, even if it's 40 miles an hour, let's just say it's that. What's it going to do? It's going to create an imbalance that's going to separate the belts of the tire, so you got to buy another one. It's nothing more than a way to fleece the sheep down further and easier than before. And people are so stupid, they'll stand for it. You know, it's so terrible. Our whole entire society is moving so far away from self-reliance and common sense and ability to repair, fix, or even think outside the box, or even think about what's happening to them. It's that frog in the boiling water thing. You know, we're just getting boiled.
We're going into a break. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us?
I can hold or I can go, Vince.
Why don't you hold, and Jimmy will get right to you. I just have a couple more comments about these tire beads.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
flashes? Oh,
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle is with us. Jimmy in Virginia is on hold. We'll be with you, Jimmy, in just a second. Kyle, so I just wanted to finish up this balancing bead, these ceramic beads, this type of pseudo-balancing. It never really balances the tire, in my opinion. But what happens is there's a chart. You can buy a bucket of these beads for like $150. And you have to put in a certain amount of beads in by weight based on the tire weight. So it's about 1 ounce of beads, ceramic beads, for 13 pounds of tire weight. And there's this chart. I'm looking at this chart. So if you have a typical, let's say, a Chevrolet or a 2000-type model Chevrolet full-size pickup truck, nothing special, just a, you know, an American standard pickup truck, whether it be Ford or Chevy, one of the tire sizes that's common is 265-75-16. And based on the weight of that tire, you just throw 4 ounces of these beads inside the body of the tire, mount it to the wheel, put air in it, and
Hello?
Put the tire. Yeah, we're here. We're here. We put the tire right on the
Hello?
Truck. Yes. Can you hear me?
If you can hear me, I just lost you.
Yeah, I've got you. I've got you, and we can hear you 5x5. Maybe our engineer needs to turn up the return to you. Jason, do we have it? Okay. Oh, okay. Hey, thanks, Nathan. We just lost Kyle. All right, well, let me just finish this up, and then, Jimmy, you're on next. So here's what happens. You put these beads in, and I would never do it, but other people do, and it's cheap, and it's quick. And you don't have to be very smart to balance wheels with this system. You don't even need a balancer. All you need is a tire machine. Put the tire, put the beads inside the tire, fill up the tire with air, and put it on the truck. And what happens is, as these beads bounce around as you drive, they only stay in one place at two different times. One is when the vehicle's at rest, then they're at the bottom of the tire, and they fall to the bottom. Or when you're going 55 miles an hour faster, then centrifugal force holds them out against the tread of the tire, but on the inside of the tire. And as they bounce around, they form dust. They clog up the tire valve. So you have to put a different kind of tire valve in there, and if you don't, you won't be able to put air in or out of your tire because the tire valve will get stuck because you need a filter on the end of the tire valve to prevent the dust from these beads bouncing around and slamming into each other from clogging up the tire valve. So it's a mess. And then they call these eco beads. Really? So when you go to take these tires apart at the end of their life, what do you do with all these beads that run out all over the floor? It's like, would you want 4 ounces of BBs on your shop floor? What are you going to do with them? I guess you put them in the trash, right? Or maybe you scoop them up and try to reuse them. I don't know. But I'm not interested in doing that. I like the lead weights, and I reuse the lead weights. I don't throw them away. I reshape them and put them back on tires for my own purposes. Why would I get rid of them? Because they'll last forever if you take care of them. So that was just one thought and why I would not trust these balancing beads for our vehicles. Any of the Finelli's vehicles. Jimmy in Virginia, thank you so much for staying with us.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
How can I help you?
Hey, I was just calling in. I used to manage a municipal fire department fleet, and the beads, I researched them, and it was my understanding that the beads for balancing the tires were initially designed for, like, the over-the-road tracking trailers.
That's right.
And you can find a machine that will balance large tires as it on over road traction trailer, but they're not very, they're kind of hard to find. And I never did take the chance and put them in the tires because I was a little concerned with the devices inside that tell you whether the tire is going flat, you know, PSI gauge.
Yeah,
I was concerned that it, you know, all those beads bouncing around inside the tire might do some damage to that apparatus inside. So, but I resonate with what you say a lot of times, and the details that you use to take care of matters, and that's the reason why I explored it, because I wanted the trucks to be, you know, as safe as possible and as smooth as possible, and I ended up not using the beads, and We make it fine without having to balance the tires, but I just explored it one time just to see how it, you know, what I could find might make things better, you know, like you do sometimes.
Sure. Well, I've got a comment on that. And back in the 1960s, they used to make these rings, okay, like a hula hoop. And the idea was these hula hoop type accessories, you would kind of hammer them on to your wheel. So around the rim, but on the outside of the wheel, you would kind of tap these into place and they would stay. And in this hula hoop arrangement were these beads. And it would do exactly what you're talking about. Instead of putting the beads inside the tire, be in these hula hoop arrangements if you could not balance your tires, you know, the traditional way. But I've got to tell you that in the equipment that we have, let me just give you an example. I bought many, many years ago, I bought a new tow dolly. And a tow dolly is a two-wheel device, single axle, and you hook it up to a trailer hitch. And let's say you've got a vehicle that you want to bring from one place to another. You can drive the vehicle up onto the tow dolly if it's front-wheel drive, or you can back the vehicle onto the tow dolly if it's rear-wheel drive, because you don't want the driving wheels being towed on the ground without lubrication on the, you know, the transmission and drive line. So we bought this thing new, and we used it a few times. And after I bought the balancer, I wanted to find out if the tires were balanced. You know, did they balance them at the factory right? I don't know. And since I don't ride on top of the tow dolly, I can't really feel whether the tires are balanced or not. But I'll tell you what, that thing hopped all over the road, empty. So I took the tires off, the 15-inch tires, put it on the balancer. They're way out of balance from the factory. So what I'm telling you is no one has ever balanced my tires properly according to what I would consider proper, meaning they never were balanced right dynamically. Now, maybe they were balanced statically, but I don't use, the only time my tires are static is when the vehicle's parked. I don't care about whether my tires are balanced, whether it's parked or not. I want the tires balanced when they're moving. That means they have to be dynamically balanced. And it takes me a long time, literally 15 minutes. So if someone were paying me $60 an hour as, you know, a shop mechanic, the labor rate for me to balance a tire properly would be $15. Nobody would want to spend that. That's without the weights, right?
Right.
So what happens is people balance them quickly. And the customers, some customers think I'm retarded. You know, if I'm helping them, let's say someone comes over and they've got a flat tire and it's a neighbor and I just take care of them, you know, just as a neighbor, you know, not to charge them. They must think I am the slowest guy in the world because I look at it seven different ways. I figure out the best way to patch it, if that's what I'm going to do. And then I balance it and it takes me a long time. Yeah, but the guy at Walmart, he can balance them real fast. I know he can. But they're not balanced. They appear to be balanced. So to do it right takes a lot longer. And we don't want to do that today. So I think what you said about the beads, that's exactly what I figured out. I don't want to use them.
Yes, sir. And I brought a set of tires for my wife's car here recently. And they use the inside the tire where they take the adhesive weights and stick them to the rim.
Yes.
And yeah, I just don't know about that. I don't like it, but because there's no way. Not that I don't trust it, but you know, sooner or later that adhesive's going to wear out.
I'll tell you what we do. Now there are certain tires that you have to, or wheels you have to do that with, because the manufacturer of the wheel did not design that wheel for a hammer-on weight, meaning one with the clip and the lead, or the coating to prevent corrosion on the aluminum magnesium wheel. So you have to use adhesive weights. What we do is we clean, first of all, one of the reasons it takes so long for us to balance is we pick out all the rocks and stones in the tread, if there are any, okay,
yep.
If we're rebalancing. Then what we do is we take a garden hose and we wash the wheel and the tire. We get all the dirt off it because you can't balance a dirty, mud-packed wheel. So we wash them, and then we put them in the sun, let them dry a little bit, then we put them on the balancer. Okay? And for those adhesive weights, what we do is we use carburetor cleaner and a paper towel, a shop towel, and we'll spray the area where the balancer says this is where the weight goes. We'll spray the paper towel with carburetor cleaner. We will clean off that area so there's no grease left, and then we'll apply the weights. And then we tap them with a hammer, and we have a Teflon-coated hammer, and we tap the weights into the shape of the curvature of the wheel. Tap, tap, tap. So now we have the lead weight, which is now curved, so it adheres perfectly, and they don't seem to fall off. That's how we do it. That's another reason why it takes us 15 minutes.
Yes, sir. Well, the way you just described your protocol, how you take care of that situation or ensure that it's going to work is how I operate, and I notice around me it seems to drive people crazy, but people just don't want to take the time to do stuff right anymore, and I'm not going to compromise, especially when it's my wife's safety, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jimmy, you know, I'm so glad you called. If you have a couple more minutes, I'd like to discuss tires with you.
And yes, sir. And
Okay.
Forgive me for interrupting. I really called in maybe to talk a little bit about the fuel storage, if you've got some input on that, too, later on.
All right. All right. Let's stay with tires for just a minute.
Yes, sir. It sounds good to me.
All right. So when I buy tires, it takes me a long time to figure out which tires. Now, we have an account with one of the largest tire distributors in the country. So when we call, we pay wholesale prices for tires, and they deliver them next day. So we have access to pretty much any kind of tire we want. But when I buy tires, and I've been doing this even before we had this account, I will research the different brands and the different prices, so and the different tread designs and the different construction. So I look at the number of tread plies. I look at whether it's a nylon or a rayon tire. Now, nylon tires, the nylon... at the base of the tire, when you're parked in the cold weather, nylon seems to set. And that tire does not become round until you drive it for a while. So if you have extremely cold climates and you buy a nylon cord tire, it's going to thump, 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 thump for probably 3, 4, 5 miles. And if you think you can get in your car and just take off with a nylon tire, you know, whether it's steel belted or not, you're going to really be rough on the tire. So you have to drive it very slowly for the first several miles until the tire warms up a little bit so that you take that flat spot out of the tire. Rayon doesn't seem to have that characteristic. So when we buy tires, we look at the construction, and then we do something else. We look at the tread depth. We look at the number of expected miles that tire will last. And we look at one more thing that I don't think any tire salesperson has ever heard the question for. How much does that tire weigh? And I'll tell you why when we come back. Jimmy's with us in Virginia.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jimmy's with us in Virginia. So, Jimmy, when I buy tires, one of the things that I do is I look at the tread design, and I look at, you know, I'm going to be driving on a dirt road, and I do want to have some traction, but if the lugs are too big, I'm going to pick up big stones, and I'm going to throw them against the underside of the vehicle and beat up the underside of the vehicle. So I look at, and also the bigger the lugs, the greater the noise, the bigger the lugs in the tread, the worse the fuel economy is going to be. You'll lose miles per gallon with a heavy, chunky tire. So that's one of the things I look at. But I want to talk about this other thing, too. I look at the weight of the tire. Okay? And so how many people have gone to a tire shop and said, so how much do those tires weigh? Nobody asked that question. But I do. So I look it up on the Internet. I look up, and you go to TireRack.com, TireRack.com, and it will show you the diameter of the tires. It will tell you the weight of the tire. So let me give you an example. I'm more impressed with a tire that weighs 27.5 pounds compared to a tire that weighs 25 pounds in the same size. Now, why is that? Because I figure that, this is just my own opinion, if I'm buying a tire that's typically 25 pounds, but another one for around the same price is 27.5 pounds, I'm getting 10% more material in that 27.5 pound tire. So my conclusion is it's probably better. And I don't buy single-ply sidewall tires. I think that's crazy. Because single-ply, that's where it's at today. If you look at the Chinese factory outlet and you read the number of plies, you'll see most of them have one ply. One ply is one step up from a balloon. A balloon has no plies. I want at least two plies in the sidewall. At least. Because I don't want the tires to blow out. Another thing that I want to tell you about tires is when you look at them, they all have ratings with three designations. Like it may say 100 AA. 100 means that would be a standard wear tire from which all others are compared. The next letter A would be the traction, and the next letter A would be temperature. So if you live in Florida, or the roads get really hot, you want a tire that can withstand a high temperature. Because the road is, you know, maybe 100 degrees. So hot that you can't walk on it with bare feet. I mean, you can try it. First thing you do is get some burn ointment. and get that, you know, and then take your shoes off and walk down the road barefooted. And the next thing you're going to do is be applying the burn ointment. I'm only being facetious about that. Don't do it because you will burn your feet because the roads are that hot. So the letter designations A, B, and C indicate how good the tires perform in traction and temperature. Actually, the best is AA, then A, then B, then C is the worst for traction and temperature. 100 would be the standard designation for tread life or tread wear. The tires I buy, well, like if you get a 200 AA, that would last twice as long, theoretically, as a 100. I buy tires that are 800 or 820 AA with the thickest tread in 32nds of an inch and the heaviest. That's what I like to buy, and I shop based on that. Any thoughts, comments, concerns, Jimmy, about what I just said?
I follow the same protocols and use the same website. And another example that I used that I can add to what you just said is that the tire that I just got for my wife's car, her car weighs 4,000 pounds, and the tire is rated at 1,709 each. So I take that in consideration. And it was a Continental tire. And at the end of the size on the imprinted on the sidewall, it said 99H or 99T. Now I wanted the 99H because it's an extra load tire at 51 psi. And when I got home, I should have looked when I was down there at the service center, but they put 99Ts that are 44 psi. I called him up and he said bring it back, and he switched them out. And driving the car 70 miles with both tires on it, coming home, I did notice a difference in handling. I was surprised. Same tire, same name and everything. It's just that different rating of 99H on the end or 99T. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty amazed by that. And I do look at the weight of the tire also. One thing you might find interesting, when I was buying tires for fire trucks, a major company that I used to buy from, manufacturer, they didn't plant enough rubber trees one year, so they got caught short, and they ended up buying rubber from China.
Oh, man.
So I had to switch brand names. But that kind of stuff happens, too. You know, you have a major brand name that you've been dealing with for years, and if you don't do your research and figure out what's really going on behind the scenes, you can find out if you spend the time to find out. And I was glad to find that out before I brought some of them.
So for our class who may not know this, the 99T tires are rated at 118 miles an hour. 99H are rated at 130 miles an hour. That's a major, major difference. So
yes, sir.
I have a book that it's called mine's old. It's 2 years old. It's called the 2017 Tire Guide. It's complete tire and truck wheel information for cars and trucks. Okay, this book is 432 pages of, you know, the major brand names. It tells me what size tire is the right tire for each vehicle. It tells me the front and rear tire pressure. It tells me the width of the rim and the type of the rim. It tells me the diameter of the bolt circle and the torque of the lug nuts. That's all it tells me, 432 pages for most vehicles. That's how complex this has become. So when you buy tires, do you really think you want to go to the Chinese factory outlet and ask one of their professionals as to what tires you should buy? Do you really think so? I don't think so, because they sell one-ply tires. One-ply. Goodyear. One Goodyear. The industry joke is Goodyear, they're good for a year.
Yeah.
That's the inside joke. Because Goodyear is not the tire that you might think it is.
Stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.